Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was talking about a teacher in Bible college teaching false doctrine. Let's continue with that today.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
I had an experience with a teacher, which afterwards I went down to the dean's office and basically let him know that if this is what you folks believe here, I'm leaving. I've got a wife and two children, and I'm struggling. And I'm not going to stay here if this is what y'all believe and teach. And when I told him, he also said, we don't believe that. We don't teach that. And they dealt with it. And that guy, they let him finish the year, but he no longer taught that. And he was no longer, as soon as that year was over, because it was the second semester of the school, that he did not teach there any longer. But he said, talking about marriage, he said the husband is over the wife, and therefore, wives, obey your husbands as unto the Lord. And then he used this illustration. He said in 1 Peter chapter 3, it mentions how Sarah obeyed Abraham, and she was blessed. Well, she was blessed. But he applied that what she obeyed him in was the blessing, is that he said to tell these kings that I'm your sister. Okay. Tell them I'm your sister, not my wife. And so the king took her to himself and would have consummated the relationship, but God stopped him. And old Abraham was rebuked for it. But this professor said she was blessed for that reason, because she obeyed him by not telling him that she was his wife. And he says, if a husband tells his wife that he and a friend of his, they wanted to swap wives for the night and sleep with a different one, then if the wife said, no, I'm not going to do that, or she wanted to do alcohol, drugs, and she says, no, I'm not going to do that, he said she would be in sin. I asked him about the holiness of God, and he thought, no, because it says definitely obey. Well, I was the mature guy in the class. I was 26 years old. So I was older than a lot of the students in that class, but I realized that most of the students believed this guy. He used scriptures. He used 1 Peter 3. Oh, he's right. If your husband tells you to do those things, you do it. Well, I wondered if he would have said, hey, go and try to blow up the White House, or hey, go out there and shoot these people in the head. I wonder if she would have been in sin to not obey her husband to do that. So again, if you know the holiness of God, you know he's a holy God, and you ask him to open your understanding. And I encourage you to do that. Ask God to help you to open your understanding and teach you more about the holiness of God. You need to ask God with that to also show you more of his grace, because when he shows you more of his holiness, you'll be so down on yourself when you see yourself, because we all come short of the glory of God. When you see yourself in comparison, it will be very, very depressing. And you'll need God's grace to face that. Believe me, you will. So understand that that's the way the devil works. It's interesting to me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. Now, that's what this guy did. There was a professor at the school. Thankfully, you had a good, godly people in that school that let that man go. But many corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God. In the sight of God speak we in Christ. So, whereas they corrupted the word of God, some of these others, they did not. They spoke in sincerity. They spoke in the sight of God. They spoke in the sight of Christ. They said, we're not going to go that direction. So as we are starting to answer your question here, yeah, you will hear these different sermons that look at and are born out of really understanding that our all holy God is holy. Now I'm going to bring up some verses here directly that will show this listener what I mean by this. But they even said, you know, you don't clap, you teach against social drinking and all of that, you don't dance. They did not understand that because they thought, and I think sincerely thought by just awarding their letter, they weren't saying you're stupid, what an idiot. I think he was just saying this, is that if we're wanting to bring souls to the Savior, should we allow these things or not speak, at least not speak against them? I think that he was sincere in that, although you can be sincerely wrong. And a lot of that is the thought of what I call religious humanism, because they're not claiming to be atheistic. But a lot of these things are born in humanism, which is an atheistic religion. So we begin to understand that there is a spiritual battle going on between the spirit and the flesh. Be careful of men and or women who constantly find fault with a church, and especially of leadership. Why? Because Satan is a deceiver. He wants to divide a house. He wants to destroy the local church. He wants to destroy your home. And some of these people, now, it's not so much that they're doing it of sincerity. They've got their own agenda, and they're dead set on their own agenda, not on God's agenda. And so they may be very likable people, but they're deceivers. And they will prey on fundamental churches. And that's the kind you kind of avoid. You try to avoid them like you would a poisonous snake. When you hear these kind talking, go from them. Because if you stay and listen to that kind of scorning and other things, they will affect you. They usually like to go after young couples and people that are a little more well-known in your local church. A few years down the road, the effect will be seen in many who at one time excited to be involved in God, happy they were forgiven, full of joy, wanting to serve the Lord, and then their God, they're worldly, they're pessimistic. They may even be, if you find this, they leave after they scorn, they say a lot of things. You may find that they're in either a contemporary church or a Calvinist church with their Sovereign Grace music that uses a lot of the sound of the contemporary, but uses different words, but the words they like to use in there, like sovereignty and other words they like to use, and grace and so forth, they're using them to promote a false doctrine of Calvinism. You know, the sovereignty of God is God's right to do what he wants with that which is his. All things are his. His grace is always founded in Christ, and the very foundation is all holy. So grace never is a liberty to fulfill the lust of the flesh, because you do have a free will. You have the freedom to choose to fulfill the lust of the flesh, even in a religious way, but it is sin in God's sight, and it is wrong. So that's why we read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. Now, some are like 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. I'm just going to read those three verses. Do we begin to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Wow. You say, now how does that apply to the question that you've asked? And that's a good question, sir. These people were looking for recommendation letters from important men. And letters of recommendation were a common practice when men were relatively unknown back in that day. As a matter of fact, today it still is. And that's not unwise necessarily. If you trust the ones writing, and you know they're of the same stripe, it's kind of like a chiropractor. Now, if I need a chiropractor, and I don't know one, then I'll go and I'll look in the Yellow Pages, or I look in the online now. I guess you don't look in Yellow Pages anymore. And I will look for one that graduated from the Palmer School. Now, does that mean that the others that graduated from other schools aren't good? No, it doesn't mean that. But I do know of the reputation of the Palmer School. So I usually look for one that graduated the Palmer School of Chiropractic. And, you know, doesn't necessarily mean they're better. But they are there. They are there. They went to a good place. We say he graduated from Harvard. You may think, wow, I graduated from Paducah. People say, what is that? You know, and so I'm saying that when you say Harvard, people think, wow, that person's smart and perhaps give a good education. But their things are education in the physical, the natural. But only the Holy Spirit can educate your heart. It's not how many letters a preacher or some other religious person has behind their name that makes them good. It's the Spirit of God controlling their lives and helping them to rightly divide the Word of God that makes the difference. And, sir, Christian ministry, usually when I look for a youth director or someone else, I want to make sure they're a graduate of a good, solid Bible college or something of that nature. We don't want them coming from middle-of-the-road compromising schools.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.